Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. This show is brought to you by Be Fantastic International Corporation. Visit drfantasticcbd.com for fantastic CBD products.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. I'm Dr. Fantastic, the professor of positivity. I'm told I have to watch my P's today, but I came up with a couple more P's because I'm potentially, practically, and possibly the most positive person on the planet, and that's on purpose. So I came up with a couple more P's there. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in, taking the time out of your busy schedules in this crazy world of ours. It is a crazy rat race out there, and I'm so happy to be on this new network. It's new for me. It's not new for them. It's Positive Talk Radio. And I think I found my place in the Positive Talk Radio because I'm a very positive guy. And I look at everything in a positive light. And I want you to, too. Now, by tuning in, you're going to take place and take part of a great movement. It's called the Be Fantastic Movement. And my wife thinks I'm crazy for trying to make the world a better place, a more kinder, gentler, friendlier place, because it is, if you drive in the streets of Los Angeles, and I'm told Los Angeles is one of the worst cities in the world for this, but it's a greedy, selfish, litigious city out there. It's a rat race, and people are pushing you aside. They're racing to the red light. They can't wait to get to work. You're in their way. My son lives in Ojai, and it's a peaceful, beautiful place where strangers wave to one another. You open doors for people. You let people in traffic. It's quite an idyllic spot. And I think we could bring a civil society back. I think we can bring civility back to the big cities. And that's what the Be Fantastic Movement is all about, is being positive, knowing that it's going to work out. You know, I recently became my 80th career as a talk show host. This is episode number 2. I said to myself, I can do it. Because if you think you can do something, you can. If you think you can't, you don't have a chance of doing it. If you think you're a good-looking, successful, happy person, you are. If you think you're an ugly failure, then you're that as well. So you have to believe that you can do things. And I was very happy to hear after my first episode that my agents all took the time out to listen to the show, which was quite impressive for me. And I'm a big boy, so I tell people, give me the truth. I don't want you to blow any smoke up my rear end. I want to hear the hard truth because I want to do a good job. And they said it was wonderful. And that made me feel good. It was my first shot at being a talk show host. Because, again, I said, I can do it. And I believe and some people liked it. I don't hear any bad things about it yet. But one of the things that she said was that the children of the world need to hear this message. And it's all about positivity. I just had a great talk with the owner of this station, Linda McKenzie, and she's got a great script on positivity and some great animated characters, and I'm going to talk to her further about it because this message of positivity, the older folk need to be reminded of it, but the younger folk need to be taught it, you know? We need to make the world a better place. And by being positive, it's going to happen. Now, as a fantastic person, and of course I encourage everyone to be fantastic. Again, I hope you're having a fantastic day. Oh, before I get into that, I wanted to give a couple updates on what's happened in the last month since I did my last show. And I'm quite excited about telling you about them. One is the new website. It's up, and it's BeFantasticToday.com, of course. And Vic has done a fantastic job. He's my developer for the website and the app. The app is, of course, out on Android, and, of course, it's called Be Fantastic. And that's the app for fantastic people. The iPhone version will be out in a couple weeks. Now, the app is going to introduce you to fantastic products, because as we try to move this movement forward, I'm told we need to monetize it. To get the word out, it's going to be a costly endeavor, so we have to make some money. So we are sourcing the best of the best of class. I've sourced the best caviar, which I've been selling for a year, and my good friend John Paul DeGioia has been buying it for a long time, and he gave me a great shout out. He says it's fantastic, which it is. We have a fantastic CBD. A good friend of mine owns that company. So I'm connected to a lot of fantastic people, a lot of fantastic product, and a lot of fantastic services. And they'll be on Be Fantastic, the app. Also, we're going to have fantastic charities. We're going to have fantastic business opportunities to invest in movies and concerts and what have you. We're going to have fantastic services. We're negotiating now to have a ticketing agency that's incredible, face recognition, all kind of incredible new technologies built into it. We're going to have a credit card processing. We're about finalizing that. Fantastic rates. So in other words, I'm just sourcing fantastic things. And again, the listening audience, if you guys have a fantastic product, a fantastic service, give me a call. Or send an email to Monty, the talk show host, at gmail.com. I'll take a look at it if I think it's fantastic. Because you might agree that most of the things I'm saying, you're going to agree with. I think I know what's fantastic. I think I know what looks good. I think I know what right is. And those are the things that I try to tell people through my 900-plus YouTube videos, my 130-plus podcasts, and now the radio show. Now, the podcast gave way to this radio show because it's all about improving the mind, the body, or the planet. Now, and that's what I'm going to do in this show as well. And today we're going to have a guest, Jerry Avalos. I hope I pronounced it right, Jerry. Apologize if I didn't. But Jerry is in quantum technology, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum entanglement. And if anyone knows about quantum, and they have quantum computers now, it came about in the 20s with some of the biggest minds on the planet. Einstein was one of them. And in the last few decades, they've proven that it works. And we also offer through our app a EMF reducer. People who don't know what EMF is, it stands for electromagnetic frequencies. And they're emitted from your phone. If you have a smartphone and you go to general and you go to about and you go to legal and you scroll down, your phone actually says, do not use this phone near your head or it'll cause you cancer. And that's their disclaimer, because many people have said phones do cause cancer. And the 5G is going to be very dangerous. So we have a product through Jerry, and we've white labeled it like we're doing all the other product, that will eliminate your EMF on your phone, literally. We did a test the other day, because we keep doing tests, and of the three phones that I converted on the yacht, two of them were brought down to 90%, and the third, 100%. For a short while, we're going to be giving away a free EMF reducer for everyone who downloads the app. Again, it's called Be Fantastic. It's V-E space Fantastic. It's on Android, and it will soon be on iPhone within 2 weeks. So we also have a anti-smog pollution device. It's called Dr. Fantastic Anti-Pollution Device, and it will eliminate pollution from your car, anywhere from 50 to 100%. We've tested this on what's called a 5-gas analyzer, and it's an amazing, that's how they test smog in your car. And when you see it for your own eyes, the pollution is going down from, let's say, 300 parts per million to zero, it blows your mind. Anyway, so now let's get back to how being fantastic is going to help make the world a better place. Well, fantastic people, number one is they're positive. Positive thinking manifests positive action. Negative thinking manifests negative action. The first thing you need to do is get rid of negative thinking. Get rid of negative people in your life. They're both cancerous. You've got to know it's going to work out right. It's going to be, you're going to do well in the test. You're going to get the raise. You've got to think positive. If you start thinking you're going to be late, this is going to go wrong, he's not going to call, those things will happen too. So being positive is the number one rule for fantastic people. And I want you all to be fantastic and follow the movement. Spread the love. Tell people to be fantastic. Always say you're fantastic. Because obviously, you should know by now that when you say the word fantastic, it puts a big smile on your face. And that smile releases endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, which are neural messenger units in your brain that, one, make you feel great, two, reduce your stress so you live longer, and three, you look great with a smile. Everyone does. So saying fantastic to that age-old question, that 600-year-old question that you get asked every single day of your life, how are you, is the best answer. We can't change the question. We can change the answer. And I highly encourage you, everyone, to be fantastic. That's about that. Sometimes I lose my train of thought because I'm not talking to someone. I'm talking to a microphone, which is kind of interesting for me. At any rate, so number one is be positive. And be kind. Be polite. Be considerate. Be honest. Be friendly. Be civil. But most importantly, be fantastic. You know? Fantastic people let you in when you're driving. And it's great when you let someone in when you're driving. If this movement does nothing else but starts to let people around the world in the big cities, everyone getting let in traffic, it will put a different energy out there. Because it makes you feel great when you let someone in traffic. And it makes them feel great. You know, I drive a lot, and people speed around me into opposite traffic, and they're risking their life, they're risking a ticket and an accident to get in front of me. And that's literally 2 seconds. Now, I know if they got killed in that accident and they had a choice to do it over again, they probably would say, nah, the 2 seconds isn't really worth dying for. But people are risking their lives on the road. I see it every day. It's amazing. Another thing fantastic people do is they open doors for you. It makes you feel great. Makes them feel great. Not everyone says thank you, but it is what it is. So, now through this show and through all my podcasts, I always want to give out advice, because I do have a little bit of it. I've been working, as you know, in 80 different fields. I've traveled around the world. I'm a great-grandfather of 10, father of 4. So I have a couple things that I always like to share with the young people. I really do want to travel more and to the schools and give out these messages of positivity. Now, the secret to happiness. I've got to put a little notes here, so I'll jump around. The secret to happiness is to wake up every morning. Actually, when you can't wait to jump out of bed, when you're doing something you're passionate about, you're going to do it well, and you're going to have fun doing it. And when that happens, you're going to make money at it. But unfortunately, everyone's doing it backwards. They're doing things they have to do to make money to then chase their passion. Now, you got to find a partner, like I did with my beautiful wife, that believed in my dreams and my passions. She allowed me to chase my dream, and that's a great couple. You know, you have to find someone that can support you in your passions. And there's artists out there. My parents were beatniks, and of course, they were very poor. But again, it's not money that makes you happy. You know, so the secret to happiness is having something that you're passionate about doing. And I can't wait to get up in the morning nowadays and spread the Be Fantastic movement. Since the last 30 days, do you remember, Jay, how many there was last month? Right now there's 1,573 people being fantastic through this movement that I personally introduced it to. I think it was probably around 1,300 maybe last time. I got to start writing it down. Got to write these things down. But it's just so crazy out there. I don't know how many of you people agree with this, but you can't get to your destination any sooner by getting to the red light quicker. I don't know if you guys noticed, there's people speeding to red lights. It's idiocy. They're spending money on gas, they're polluting the planet, and they're wearing their brakes out because they have to brake when they get to the red light, and they sit there like a moron because they must have thought they're going to get there quicker somehow. So don't, fantastic people, don't race the red lights. I glide. I tell people, when you see a red light, take your foot off the accelerator and glide to it. But they'll risk their lives and going around me. Trust. You know, you also want to trust people, you know. I have a great story. I actually told it this today for the first time in a long time. And my wife says, stop trusting people. Because a lot of people can't be trusted. As a matter of fact, if you don't trust people, typically you're not trustworthy. It's the people that don't trust people that typically are not trustworthy. But I trust everyone. It's not good situations all the time. But I'll tell you a story that happened in New York that was kind of funny. I was a lot younger and maybe a lot more naive, but still trusting. So one day I was cleaning up my boss's apartment. He was John Lesser, the son of Frank Lesser. He taught me how to produce in theater. And he hired me to go to New York to clean out his apartment. So I did that, and on the leaving it, the apartment, it was a couple of days' work, I had a very expensive recorder of his and my clothes and what have you, and I took a cab, and on the way to the airport, I told the guy I'd like to stop off and see this girl I met. He said, oh, okay, that's great. And so he said, well, I'll come back and pick you up, because it was a good fare to go to the airport. I said, well, why don't you just keep all my stuff? And that way you don't have to lug it up to the apartment. And you come on down, and we'll go to the airport. So an hour later, I come out from the apartment, and there's no cab. And I get a little nervous because time's ticking. And the police come by, and I was a little bit nervous. I said, you know, I told them the story, and they laughed like you can't believe. They laughed and laughed. They said, you trust your stuff to a cabbie? And they couldn't believe how stupid I was. So I said, I'm the professor of positivity. When I look back on life, I've been positive in every situation. And I said to myself, okay, I get new clothes. I look at the positive side of things. I'm going to owe my boss a couple bucks. He knows I'm good for it. I don't have to check my luggage. It's going to be a nice flight. I have some couple cocktails. Everything's beautiful. Life's easy when you don't have a lot of luggage to carry. And so I went to the airport and flew home. Next morning, I get a call from the girl. The cabbie showed up a minute after I had left. He was stuck in traffic. I think there's a little traffic in New York. And he took her and my luggage all the way to the airport to try to catch me. Didn't catch me, obviously. Took her all the way back, gave her all my things, didn't charge her a dime. So when I think back on things like that, he might have been thinking that it was a setup. Who could be so stupid as to trust their stuff to a cabbie in New York? But I've been a trusting person my whole life. It works out. It really does work out. There are some good people out there. So in the going, getting back to being fantastic, it's the smile. The word fantastic puts a smile on your face. So I interviewed in one of my 800 interviews on YouTube, Tony Robbins' number one salesman. And that salesman, it was a great interview. I told him about the Be Fantastic movement, all about smiling, being happy, all the good stuff. And it turns out that Tony Robbins is going around now saying that if you say the word fantastic, it works. It makes you smile. It makes you fantastic. So that was kind of neat. Again, getting back to being negative thinking or negative people, that's cancerous. You got to get rid of them. If you say you can do something, you can. If you say you can't, you can't. So I'm just going to go through with some of my little bits of wisdom, okay? This is another little story. It's kind of cute. When I say you can do something, you can. And if you can't, you can't. But life is perception, okay? So I heard the story the other day of a little kid. He says, I'm going to be the best baseball batter in history. And so he got his baseball bat out and his little baseball, and he tossed it in the air, and he swung at it, and he missed. And he said again, I'm going to be the best batter in history. And he threw the ball up again, and he swung, and he missed. And then the third time, he said, I'm going to be the best batter in history. And he tossed the ball up, and he swung, and he missed. And then he said, I'm going to be the best pitcher in history. Struck himself out three times. Okay, so some of the things that when I interview people, I always say, may I interview you? Sometimes they say no, but I'm proud to say that of the 900-plus interviews, they've always enjoyed the interview. They've never done a second take, never done a rehearsal, and never done an edit. But if you don't ask, you don't receive. So they say no, and I said, that's fine. I mean, you must ask to receive. So that's one little witticisms. Life is a series of left and right turns. Now, for me, a big left or right turn was at 17. Left turn for me was go to college. Right turn for me was hitchhike around the world for my education. And that's what I did. And I feel I graduated summa cum laude from the School of Hard Knocks. Traveled to many countries and many states. But the point of this is you have to look at all your turns as the correct turn. When you do that, you're going to get confidence in your decision-making. And with that confidence, you're going to have success in life. And with that success in life, you're going to be happy. Now, I've got lots more of those, but I guess I've talked for a few minutes here, which is good. I didn't know how the timing was going to go, but we're going to have Jerry call in. Jerry from the quantum field of technology, and we're going to have some. What's great about Jerry is that we cover all three things: your mind, your body, and the planet with quantum technologies. And we're going to figure out how all those, how quantum can help all three of those: your mind, your body, and the planet. Everybody, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We're going to have some fun with Jerry and some more of my great some of my witticisms.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
J.P. DeJoria loves Dr. Fantastic Caviar. Top quality Amherst River wild-caught salmon makes the caviar difference. Dr. Fantastic sources only the best of the best product for his private label line. Dr. Fantastic Caviar is so good that even billionaire J.P. DeJoria says, "This is the best caviar you will ever eat." Get Dr. Fantastic Caviar on the Be Fantastic app, which can be downloaded from BeFantasticToday.com or call 888-658-8884.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Jerry, welcome to the show. How are you today? Is Jerry there? Jerry might not be there.
Oh, hello. Hey, sorry. I was filling with my mute button there.
Okay.
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
There you go. I like to hear that. Now, Jerry, we're going to give the audience a real thrill today because quantum technologies, quantum entanglement, I'm not sure about quantum computer, how that falls into the things, but you are my go-to expert on quantum And so let's start with, well, you just tell me about yourself first. Let's start with that.
Well, I mean, you did a great job introducing what I do for the most part. And, yeah, I am an inventor. And been working with a type of quantum technology that has to do with the fancy word would be composite material, and the metaphysical term might be called organite, where I'm taking crystals and metals and resin and then programming them in a sense to have this kind of different effects that could be pretty amazing, really, like you've seen. And it was actually all part of my own sort of garage experiment, just being a lay student, you can say, of physics in general, and a tinker, where, you know, I'm looking at these different scientists, like you mentioned earlier, and they're doing things with really low tech, and I'm like, in this day and age, we should be able to reproduce some of these things and do something really cool with it, and so that's where a lot of the technology was accepted. And so since that happened, about 7 years ago now, you know, that's pretty much been my focus. So really kind of putting everything together to help, you know, learn more about the technology, learn more about what we're doing, and, you know, and spread, you know, the products that we have been able to test and figure out some stuff about. So it's been an interesting ride, clearly.
Did I share that video? I think we're going to put it on the website and the app. The documentary that was done with Tesla proving the quantum entanglement. Did you see that?
I'm not sure if I've seen that one, but I've been very much up to date on a lot of the entanglement experiments. And that's what kind of blew my mind, really, going back into the archives of some of those, you know, you can call them like the masters, you can say like Planck and Schrodinger. And they were doing things with, you know, honestly, like candles and copper tubes. You know, and so they're able to prove some of these concepts, even with this very, very low-tech stuff. So it is something that's a real phenomenon, and we're really starting to get a better idea of it now.
How many different products are you putting out in the market with using quantum? Let's talk about those.
Right now, the two main focuses would be the car technology, how to produce the plumes from the air, and how maybe saving gas as well as maintenance costs.
Oh, can you expand on that? Hello? Did we lose Jerry? Jerry, call back in, maybe? I'll talk briefly about the EMF reducer again, which is amazing. If you go to my YouTube channel and scroll down about 10, it'll show you a live video of how we had it on the phone, a Samsung phone, and with the EMF reader, it was silent. Then we took it off the screensaver. It says what you do is you put our logo that we're going to send everyone who downloads the app to your phone. You're going to put that on as a screensaver. Inside the screensaver is a hologram. The image inside the hologram, which holds information, is the quantum technology, and that knocks down the radiation and makes you very safe. So check it out on YouTube. And I think we have Jerry back. What happened, Jerry? You fall off the motorcycle?
Yeah, for some reason my call drops. It's been kind of technically challenging these days for some reason, but I'm back. And where did I get cut off there?
You were going to talk about, expand about the no-knocks box that you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the no-knocks box, that's been real fun. And that one, we've had extensive testing done on that one. And so it's been tested in labs that the EPA also uses to certify all the different equipment and cars that come out, as well as some very, you know, reputable brands, so to speak, who've also just done their own third-party testing of our no-knock box, which is essentially a type of material that helps to balance the electromagnetic field of the vehicle to run more efficient. And so using type of subtle vibration tuning, essentially, we're able to actually eke out quite a bit of performance in terms of torque increase, sometimes as much as 20% torque increase. And then also, really more importantly, is that we're reducing NOx, and that's nitrous oxide, which essentially is unburnt fuel, and it's actually probably the most dangerous and deadly emission. A lot of people talk about the carbon emission footprint,
And carbon is somewhat dangerous, but it kind of depends on which one you're talking about and what volume. But NOx, there's just nothing good about it. So that was the one we were really aiming at. And luckily, we saw a great result. I mean, it was, for even us in particular, we were looking to, you know, maybe like a 5, 10%, but we're seeing averages of, you know, especially with NOx, like 30, 40, 50. And then when it comes to propane burning applications like forklifts, all the way down to 90, you know, it seems to be the average. So, and it's really fun because it is the application of all these things you're talking about in terms of quantum physics, where we're using entanglement, we're using these subtle vibrations of density fluctuation, and we're seeing that how much of an effect it can be. And so, like, you know, kind of harking back to the inspiration for the show, positivity, right? It's essentially this really subtle positive vibration box that really does do something to help not only the environment but the user and everything. And it's been really exciting. So that's what's been really cool for us, seeing that surprise of, you know, working better than we expected, you know, and actually being able to do a service. And it is pretty amazing to watch. Like you mentioned, the test in terms of using the 5-gas analyzer, where you can literally see the car start responding as you bring the material or the NOx box over to the vehicle. Like, for instance, one of the key indicators will be the idle. It'll start idling about 100 to 200 RPMs lower than usual, which is an indicator that you're running a little bit more efficient. And so when you think about that math over time, if your engine is having to turn over, you know, a couple hundred times less each second, that's a lot of energy that you're saving, and also a lot of wear and tear on the car. So, and once again, just it's really, really amazing to see how that's done with just using this type of quantum technology.
And we're because Dr. Fantastic is private labeling the best things he can get his hands on, and you have the best technology for pollution. And we're calling it the Dr. Fantastic Anti-Pollution Device. And for people listening, it doesn't connect to your car at all. You put it in your glove compartment, which is near your engine, or you put it in your tank, which is near your trunk, which is near your tank, and the field that it's emitting is going to do what it's supposed to do. You don't have to know, there's no electrical lines, there's no connections whatsoever to your car, and you can transfer it from car to car or to your motorcycle. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can actually, and even when you suppose, say you have a couple of vehicles, if they're both sitting in the driveway, more than likely they're both going to kind of enjoy that effect to some degree. You can eke out more performance by even adding more units to the car for professional applications. For instance, like the fleets we work with, they'll actually strap one by the air intake and another by the fuel tank in a lot of instances. And that does help, you know, to even, you know, eke out just a little bit more performance, especially if you're looking for torque and things like that.
Well, with my own eyes, I have seen this technology work, not only on a box but on a cell phone image. And I, on a 5-gas analyzer, they did the baseline test, and then they sent the image to someone's cell phone. They pointed the cell phone at the car, and with my own eyes, I saw it drop down to zero.
The entanglement principles at play, really, that's an example of it. As well as just the subtle tuning of electromagnetic fields and how even just that subtleness, quote unquote, can create very significant effects. And that's one of the things that really what a lot of the hard work has been done into, specifically the fuel technology, because it's a lot easier to test cars objectively than, say, humans. And safer, you know, too, just in case. And we found that that electromagnetic field interactions are way more pervasive than you might think initially. So, like, when we're doing the patent process, going and reviewing all the potential electromagnetic field emission points on a vehicle, there are so many of them. And so that's where it even became more apparent to us, like, realizing, wow, there is so much latent energy in the environment of this vehicle. It really helps catalyze its own effect, and that's kind of where the Tesla concept starts coming in.
Jerry, hold on to that thought. I want to keep you on the line here because this quantum stuff is very, very important to our life, our mind, our body, the planet, and we're going to keep going with it. So stand by, everybody. We're going to keep Jerry on the line and learn more about quantum entanglement. Jerry, stand by.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the best sellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
And we're back with Jerry, my quantum physicist. So, Jerry, we covered what will help the planet with pollution, and you got to admit there is a polluted planet we live on. I'm supposed to watch my P's on this because I'm on the radio. I've been saying a lot of P's today. But we have a polluted planet. I used to do Portuguese dubbing for 20th Century Fox, and I would go to São Paulo. There's another P there, São Paulo, Brazil, where I had at least 10 studios recording Portuguese language to be mixed in back in my Woodland Hills studio for all their TV shows and their movies. And you would sit in traffic, and it smelled like you're in the buses was just right in front of you. I mean, it smelled, you know how when the buses are really polluting? But the whole city smelled like that. It was, and when you're in traffic, it was so horrible. There's many cities like that around the world that are like that. So they really need this device. But I think what you're probably encountering, and because we try to put a few deals together, is people don't really even care about, they only care about themselves. That's why I always say that we live in a greedy, selfish society. They want to see the gas savings at 60% versus the pollution reduction at 60%. So we have to get out of that mindset where it's just me, me, me. It has to be the planet, you know, your children, you know, survival of the planet. We are polluting like it's just terrible. I mean, it's great that there's electric vehicles now, right? There's the first electric vehicle was quashed after it first was released because the greedy big families wanted to sell gasoline. So now they're putting them back out, which is great because they figured out a way to make money with it, I guess. But so we covered the planet with the pollution device. What are we going to go into next there? What kind of device?
Yeah, well, just real quick, just to cap off on the gas, to give a little more hope, like, just being in the position that we are, we've talked with a lot of different, you know, large fleets, big businesses, et cetera, and what we're seeing actually in the future is going to be cleaner gas. So just for everyone to know in the future, that the big oil companies, all these people, are looking at a type of hydrogen-doped kind of fuel that can integrate with all the cars backwards that will actually burn cleaner, too. So it's kind of like a thing, it's not really a secret, it's kind of something that's conferred with between everyone. So there is a lot of forethought on pollution in terms of just some of the big businesses that we've seen. And it's been really interesting to see how much in the forefront they are. So there are forces working for good in that sense. Just to put the over at.
I think the cities with all their vehicles, you know, I mean, I know we could reduce the pollution on all the sheriff's cars, the police cars, the ambulances, the fire engines, the buses. I mean, the buses are taking, I think, the first leap in, you know, burning cleaner fuels. You know, in the old days, they used to have an incredible mass transit in Los Angeles. I just learned that recently. I interviewed one of the top guys in the city on my YouTube show, and it was an electric trains going all over the city, and it was working great. But again, the gas people took them out of line because they wanted to sell cars and they wanted to sell gas. Now, of course, you know, we're getting the transit back again, finally.
Yeah, that's true. And then, I mean, just to give you an example, though, of contemporary applications, like we've talked with Waste Management, right, the company that hauls away all of our trash, and all of their gas is actually recycled from the dumps. So that propane actually is all recycled gas, and they've cut their costs. You know, they're not necessarily pulling the gas from the ground. It's all just coming from that, and they're actually using that to put electricity back into the grid too. So there's those kind of efforts that it just makes sense on so many levels, just like on a humanity level, on a business level, to be more efficient in general. So that's at least what we're seeing on the positive with the fuel side of that technology. And luckily, just like how you mentioned, well, other kind of things we got going on, that we do a lot of work with gemstones and crystals to help, you know, balance the human electromagnetic field to promote positivity, you know, good health and vital organ function, things like that. And that's been fun because, we do work with a lot of high-quality crystals as well. It's integrated lithium material that's been programmed specifically, say, for balanced meridian or something like that.
Well, how do you prove that? I know, like, on a 5-gas analyzer, I could see the pollution being reduced. When it comes to crystals, and my sister's been a big believer of crystals, raw earth materials that actually do have, you know, purposes on the planet, and especially if they can help us. How do you prove that?
Well, for us, like, one of the things that we do as a demonstration is what our technology does is it helps to regulate the electromagnetic field of the body. So how you can usually see that is just taking a standard voltmeter that you might get from Home Depot or Harbor Freight or something like that, and just, you know, hold one side with one of the nodes with one hand and the other one with the other as a baseline, and then you can bring over our technology, you know, to put the pendant on, and you can see that there's a difference in those connectivity levels. And so that connectivity level change is showing some kind of electromagnetic, you know, fluctuation going on. And so we've noticed those fluctuations are more associated with things that we want, you know, like, you know, vital energy and such. So, and on that note, that's usually where the wearer of the pendant or the talisman usually feels, you know, more awake or, you know, more secure in some way. So there's a lot of different feedback that we get in general that correlate with the frequencies that we're putting in there. So some of them are even things like affirmation and stuff like that.
So I guess we have to come up with a Dr. Fantastic pendant then. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this kind of speaks to the quantum mechanics of crystals. That electromagnetic field interaction happens whenever you have a crystal in your hand, too. So cause as soon as you grab a crystal, it's changing that conductivity level of your body. And that can be associated with certain functions, say, like, you know, in terms of crystals, most of the time it's positive stuff. So it's empowering, or it's giving bioelectric connections to your organs, things like that. So this is where there is a lot of validity to just having a quartz crystal with you especially if you feel agitated around electronics or things like that, because it does literally help to homogenize your electromagnetic field or harmonize it to some degree, to where you're feeling more stable, and that term grounded comes up. I mean, and it's a literal grounding in relation to electromagnetic field.
I know they're selling clothing now that's electrified. For years they've been putting probes on you when you have a muscle problem and shooting you with electricity. I mean, we are an electric machine, right? I mean, so it makes a lot of sense what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's where, I mean, even for myself in my early days, say when I was early 20s, shall I say, I wouldn't have thought about that in that regard. But then as time went on, when you really think about the properties of these minerals, they absolutely have their own electromagnetic field, and that will absolutely interact with others. And a lot of these different elements are what we're using in all our electronics anyway, especially when it comes to quartz.
Jerry, hold on. We've got one more segment to go. Everyone, hold on. We're going to learn even more stuff about quantum.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
The bright side of talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. And we still have Jerry here. And this show, as you all know, is all about improving your mind, your body, and the planet. And luckily, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum entanglement really covers all three of those. We talked earlier about the planet with the anti-pollution device that we have, and the body with the crystals. And now we're going to talk about the mind. And the mind, of course, is the most incredible thing that we have, and it's underused, and we're using probably still about 3 to 5% of it. It's amazing what the mind can do, and when you think positive, and when you start following my principles and using your mind to be positive and look at the positive outcome of everything. But we have a unique device that we're going to give away for the next month or so to everyone who downloads our new app, whether it be on Android or on iPhones, and it's an electromagnetic frequency reducer. go to our YouTube show, Be Fantastic, and you'll see it in action live. And it's been on the market for quite some time. So tell us more about that, Jerry.
Yeah, that's also an intriguing line of research, because as we're learning more and more about the electromagnetic field interaction, we're seeing how this energy that comes off the pumps, for instance, a lot of it is just kind of wasted as well. And so the things like the wallpaper help to cohere the electromagnetic field to where you don't have this wasted energy that's kind of shooting everywhere. It actually turns into something usable and positive. And so this kind of gets into what's also sometimes known as optogenetics, because there is the visual aspect of what's going on. And that's actually a whole other line of research that we started as well. We actually are going to be releasing more different wallpapers in the future that have different positive types of frequencies embedded in them. And in relation to the mind specifically, things like, all is perfect, something like that, like in the affirmation. This is something to help synchronize the mind and the body functions to that energy field, so to speak. And this is one of the things that the wallpaper it does to a certain degree, especially when it has, the Be Fantastic logo there. It has that intention, you can say, naturally entangled with it. And this is one of the things I think that a lot of us experience when we realize it or not, when you kind of pick up an object and get like an impression of something that may have happened with that object or remember something from it. That's a type of applied entanglement. And so when you put a positive image on top of this, like we do with the wallpaper, and then you have the embedded quantum fluctuations that help channel that energy where it's supposed to go, you have a pretty amazing result, like you're able to see with your meeting.
Yes, we have, I think, two videos on YouTube. One was the old one I shot some years ago that says EMF reducer. The other one is when I did three tests on the yacht, and we knocked down two phones at 90 and one at 100. And in front of people that have never seen it before, I mean, sometimes you just have to see it with your own eyes. And luckily I carry with me an EMF reader that's pretty accurate, and it's the one that's in the video. I still have it some years ago. It still works. And it works. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, and it goes to show, like, once again, like, that how this electromagnetic field tuning, how effective it can be. And because ultimately you're not necessarily reducing the EMF, we're changing it to something positive. So, like, for instance, if EMF just didn't work on the phone, your phone wouldn't work either. Like, you couldn't call it. So obviously we could still call. And showing that the quantum mechanic concept of if you change the vibration a bit, you have a completely different effect. And in this case, we're going towards that positive, constructive direction, as opposed to the wasteful energy that comes out of a lot of cell phones that can be dangerous, as you mentioned earlier.
I'd like to, when I give an example of how it works, because I'm not a scientist. I am an inventor, but I'm not a scientist. I tell people, it's like the Bose noise-canceling headphones. Mm-hmm. They know that it works because it's canceling noise, cancels noise. So these, is that kind of a layman's example? Good example, do you think?
Yeah, that's a great example. And I often use sound waves as a metaphor too, in relation, because it's all the same type of physics, shall we say. So it's kind of like, or you can use airflow as well, like kind of using your hand to channel the direction of the fan, things like that. And this kind of depends on the application, but yeah, absolutely, that's a very good analogy.
So I'm going to break from this, and I want to talk to you personally about you have a business, and you're throwing your dice in there, and you're making and you're focusing, which is really great. I really appreciate when someone focuses on something. Me, I've been distracted by many things, but because I get too bored too quickly, and I have to have fun. But you're making a living out of this. I interviewed a guy yesterday who has 2,500 employees, and he's got 400 dress stores around America and all the malls. And it practically killed him. He ended up in bed for 6 months. He just took all the pressures of the world on him. And if you guys listen to podcasts, you really got to listen to my last podcast It's linked at the app and it's linked at the website, but it's one of my most phenomenal interviews of this guy. He's the owner of the company, and I love when I interview people and they say what I say, and but it comes out of their lips. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to ask you. You know, you have a lot of pressures. You got money. You got bills. And how do you look at it in a positive light? Do you always look at it in a positive light, or sometimes it gets the better of you?
That's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, honestly, when you see these almost like miraculous things happen, like that's my inspiration right there. Like, so no matter what, I mean, I've had some horrible things happen to me, trust me, but I realize how lucky, like, I myself and my wife are to be in the position we are, and how much of an adventure it really is. And so if it gets tough, it's just part of the story. And it makes it that much more rich to me, you know. So that's kind of my take on it, just because I'm in such a unique position with this technology, and the things that have happened have been pretty far out, like great stuff and some really like weird bad stuff. Because as we mentioned, some stuff is some people try to suppress, but here we are still. And we're part of that story, and that story, you know, is something bigger. You know, it's for all of us, and so that's really kind of my inspiration. So no matter what, I'm always grateful that I'm in this unique position to kind of to bring this technology and experience.
That's wonderful, Jerry. I want to thank you for participating in my episode number 2 of the Dr. Fantastic Show. I want to thank everyone who bared with us this last 55 minutes and listening to our advice and our theories and our dreams to make the world a better place. We can make the world a better place. It takes everyone being kind, considerate, friendly, polite, and being fantastic. It's we can't change the question. We could change the answer. Be fantastic, everybody. Thanks for listening. See you next month.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning best quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and of course lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.